What is left? The outer defenses have been silently breached. The gates are open, and the enemy pours through unopposed. I watch, helpless, as my fortress is sacked, resources stripped away, structures crumble. Then I flee to the very center, crawl under the floor to the hidden foundations of my being, and lie in the dark, listening. The chaos above gradually fades from my awareness. I listen to my breath coming too fast, then begin to hear again the oracle voice chanting the song of my being. Observe carefully to see what is stirring in the hearts of others. Do not expect to be seen. Listen and hear what is not said in their words. Do not expect to be heard. Love greatly and with passion, especially the small who have no voice. Do not expect to be loved. Learn to hold others carefully so they can feel held. Do not expect to be held. Never stop trying to understand. Do not expect to be understood. The words emanate from the foundation stones, and my bones resonate and know them. Everything above is founded on them. My cheek presses into the dark earth, and from somewhere, deeper and darker still, comes a small, desolate cry. Trust no one! Slowly, I become aware that all is silent above me. The hordes have left, taking what they wanted, leaving it hollowed out and bare. In time, I will rebuild, but it will be different, resting now ever so lightly on these foundations. Some parts may be floating above, attached with gossamer threads. I will rebuild for perishable beauty rather than endurance. There will be open spaces for love, playfulness, and joy, and continual loss and letting go. No expectation, but also no resistance. And deep trust? After the first betrayal, what is left?